ओम शांति। लेट अस ऑल ऑफ अस स्पीक ओम शांति इन ए मैनर व्हाट वी हैव हर्ड दैट इन यज्ञ इन द बिगिनिंग ब्रह्मा बाबा एंड ऑल द चिल्ड्रंस यूज टू स्पीक। टेक डीप ब्रीथ इनसाइट फर्स्ट एंड देन After this inhaling, deep breathe, then exhale, just speaking Om Shanti. So let all of us take inhale, deep breathe. Especially because I consider it my fortune to be with Brahma Baba for a number of years, and especially during last 2 days on 17th and 18th January 1969 when Baba left his body. I remember that when I first met Baba, it was probably maybe 1963 or so, or maybe 1962. I was studying in the University of Lucknow and Kanpur, another city Baba has come, which was about some 50 miles from Lucknow. So we all BKs, we planned to go to that city where Baba was there. And when we reached there, it became little late. We have planned to reach there by morning, some 7:30, but it became late and Baba's murli was over. And then we started meeting Baba one by one. Baba's meeting used to be very unique one. Baba used to spread his hand, "Oh, dear child, oh, loving child, come, Baba." Just Baba used to speak, and Baba's aura, Baba's magnetic pull, used to pull all of us in his arms. One by one, we met Baba. And the beauty was that as soon as we used to go in Baba's arm, we used to become bodiless. Very unique experience, because usually we did not have any spiritual background much, except maybe 7 days course or some of the experience. But Baba's divine touch and Baba's aura, when we used to go in Baba's arm and used to feel complete soul conscious, just away from the body. For some time we used to enjoy that unique experience, because that was really very unique. And in that one, our Pursharat was not there, but it was Baba's Pursharat, Baba's, you see, stage, high stage, that also used to pull us in that higher, you see, stage. Then after some time, Baba used to, come down. Very loving touch. And then, though we never want to leave that body, less stage, soul conscious stage, but we used to just pull ourselves. Of course, soul is never out of the body, but it was the withdrawal of the body consciousness with the grace of Baba. Because we never used to know what is soul conscious and what is how to withdraw ourselves. But it was Baba's, you see, pull that we used to take us beyond this world. Then after some time, Baba used to give toli in our mouth, used to ask some of the question, what's your name, from where you are coming, etc. Some laukik introduction. And after that, if Baba wants to ask something else, Baba used to ask and give direction. For example, when I met Baba, Baba first told that, oh, Baba was waiting for long for you. So Baba was waiting. I thought, because I was also new, I thought since the bus became late, so probably Baba may be waiting us from 7 o'clock in the morning. So I told, yes, Baba, bus became late. So Baba told, oh, bus became late. But Baba was waiting for very, very long time. And you know, we all understand what Baba meant. And then Baba explained it, you see, long, long lost children, 5,000 years. Now we are meeting, and we are meeting and you are coming. So, what's your name? So, I told, actually my laukik name is Shri. Shri, you understand? Shri Lakshmi, Shri Narayan. So, I told my laukik name Shri. So, what? Baba once again asked. I replied the same way. Shri, Baba once again then, that time, what you told Shri? Yes, Baba. Oh, Shri, Baba was very humorous also. And the beauty of Baba was that he used to become, when he used to deal with elderly people, he used to behave in that elderly manner. When to youth, he used to behave that way. And with the children, he used to behave in that manner so that the children also feel happy. I was quite young, 17 years old at that time. So Baba told, oh, Shri, oh, Dadi, Baba called, Dadi. Because whenever Baba used to go, usually our elderly Dadis also used to accompany him. So, Dadi, oh, Dadi Kumarka, Dadi Gange Dadi used to live in that place, Kanpur, where Baba had gone at that time. So, Baba called them, oh, come on, you are. So, today Baba has found one child today who is higher than this Brahma Baba. Is it possible? In humorous way, Baba said. So, I was just looking after what Baba is telling. Then Baba explained, you see, his name is Shri. Even this Shri title, Baba cannot put, but he is already Shri. Shri, you understand? Who put the name Shri? When we put this Shri in Hindi, Shri Lakshmi, Shri Narayan, Shri... So usually this title is given to whom? To the deities whose soul is pure as well as the body is pure. Both these are pure. So in this iron age, nobody is having purity. Neither the soul is pure nor the body is pure. Body is also an outcome of lust and this soul is also, after taking some 84 births or so, it has also become vicious. So, Baba told that even now, you see, you have to become like Shri. Shri means you have to purify your soul as well as you have to purify your body. Because body is made up of five elements and we have to purify these five elements as well as we have to purify the soul from the five vices. So now, today onwards, Baba changes your name to Mohan. Mohan is another name of Shri Krishna. Shri Krishna is usually known as by so many names, and one of the names is Mohan. So, you have to become like Shri, and now today you remember that your name is Mohan. So from that day, I forgot my Laukik name, and this Mohan is prevalent. Everybody calls me with this divine name, Mohan. So that was my first meeting with Brahma Baba. So Baba used to feel, the children feel, that Baba is one of them. That was the beauty. Means, with the youths, Baba used to feel like youths. Baba used to play badminton with us sometimes. Yeah, Baba used to play some indoor games. Used to take us to the hills. And Baba's, you see, speed was so fast. Baba was around, at that time, some 80 years. And 85, but we have to practically run. Baba's speed was so fast, you see. He was more than a youth. And Baba used to tell, you see, hey, this is having double engine. Shiv Baba as well as Brahma Baba. And Baba used to just simply walk and we had to run practically. So that was my first meeting with Baba. And then, of course, I used to come here frequently, Madhuban, and Baba also used to go out, and I had the opportunity to meet Baba in Delhi also, two times in Delhi, and then once in Kanpur, as I said. And like that, things started moving. And that first meeting with Baba, it was so powerful meeting that immediately the soul once realized that I am a soul, not this body, and this body I have taken this costume to play the part. Then one starts practicing this soul consciousness, and the beauty was that Baba was having so much power because Baba has practiced soul consciousness right from the day one, as we all might have heard in the, you see, by a number of experiences and Baba's book also, that Baba practiced it, that I am soul, Jasoda is soul, and Narayan is soul, Nirmala. All Baba's Laukik wife, Laukik children, all use practicing that they are soul. Because whenever we meditate, we remember Baba. It is quite possible that our mind runs to our near and dear ones, where actually our affection is there. So that is why Baba used to practice. Baba has practiced, and that was quite reflective in Baba's each and every behavior, you see. And that is why Baba used to see everyone with that same angle, that he is soul, she is soul, everybody is soul. And the other one also used to feel that I am not this body. Used to forget, maybe for some time. And that was Baba's power. Just like, if suppose I throw it up, handkerchief. It will go up as long as this power, this force is more than the gravitational force of the earth. And once the gravity of the earth becomes more, it will start coming down. So Baba's power actually was so much that it used to let us forget about the old relation, old bodily connections. And then this spirituality. We used to feel that we are part of this institution. And then, once we used to go out, then Baba's force used to become less and Maya's force becomes more and more, and again we used to feel body conscious. So that was Baba's power, so much. Okay, then in the beginning Baba used to just tell us that this was my first experience, and then my selection was there for engineering studies, but I was not feeling too good because it was a 4-5 year course, engineering course. So I thought, in one conversation I discussed it with my Laukik father, and father, I told ki this is very lengthy course and I have already done graduation. And then after that, my father told, okay, let us go to Baba and ask Baba. Whatever Baba says, you do like that. We went there. Madhuvan came to Madhuvan along with my father. And then before me, Baba used to meet us. There are three places in Madhuvan. Either Baba used to meet us in his room. At that time, Baba's room was very small. Only that portion where the Baba's bed is there or Baba's light, only that one. Later on, that extension of the room was done. Otherwise, it was very small, maybe some 8x10 room or so, 8x8 feet or 8x10, that's all. Either there or Baba's hut. There used to be little more person, maybe some 7-8 persons or so, Baba used to meet us in the hut. Or if the party used to be little bigger, 15-20 people or so, then Baba used to meet us in history hall. Small hall where the Baba used to conduct the classes. So there he used to. So at that time, we met Baba in the hut. And one by one, the time was given before me. There were two other Kumars. I was just 17 years old at that time. So there were two Kumars who have also come to ask some guidance from Baba in their life. So one student came, one came. He got admission in engineering. But very initial days. But he also did not want to study. Then he asked Baba, I don't want to study and I want to devote myself for Baba's service. And what should I do? So Baba told, all right, it is a good idea for you. And you do like that and involve yourself more and more in godly service. Okay, he was happy, he came out. Second brother was there. We belonged to a business family. His father, mother, they were not cooperating with him. So, there were some problem. But Baba told, no, you have to remain with your family. Try to win the heart of your mother, father and all. Because you have to handle the business and all these things. So, but you have to maintain the purity and all the practices. He also came out, third one was mine. And Baba told, okay, you also finished study. We all the three have finished graduation by that time. So, in different fields. So, Baba told, okay, you also finish your studies and involve yourself more in business. Then my turn was there. When my turn came, I discussed with Baba the same thing. Baba told, no, you have to study engineering. So I told Baba, it looks like a double standard. Earlier, just now, you told to other two brothers that involve yourself more in the godly service, and you are asking me to study all these things. Then Baba told ki, no. All are having their, you see, Janam Patri, means Baba is reading their fate, and Baba has to take lot service from you. Once you become engineer within the country and outside the country, Baba has to take lot of service. For that one, your study and experience is very necessary. So you have to study like that. So, and what happened actually, the first brother, who asked Baba, and who was actually studying in engineering initial days. Then after few years, just he met an accident and he expired. He left his body very young age. So you see, Baba Trikal Darshi knows everything, because if Baba would have told to him the same thing as to me, because my case and his case was exactly same. So he would have studied engineering, but not would have been able to give not much services, because he was to leave the body. And that is why, according to the, you see, their fate, Baba has given them. The second one was also, you see, in his business, and accordingly, his father, mother, gradually after some time, they became old, handed over the business. And he is in Gyan and giving good godly services, you see. And myself, I studied, and wherever I used to go, Baba used to get me posted at a place where the center used not used to be there, you see. Right from my first posting, after doing my engineering, I went to Assam, you see, northeast. There was not a single center there. Baba got it open. Within no time, you see, but just Baba, because Baba says quite often, if I see that the person who is explaining the knowledge is not experienced or not able to explain as per the requirement of the situation, then Baba comes. Baba takes the position of the body and Baba explains. So number of time I am having this experience that I was not able to do in the initial stages, but Baba, I used to feel, especially as Baba is there and Baba is explaining the exhibition, Baba is conducting the course and all these things. So this I have also experienced number of times. And I remember that in engineering, when we were studying, I was in the hostel. And by that time, after first year, you see, first to Baba, I want to narrate that experience, that because God is incorporeal, just point, dot, as we all know, Shiv Baba, incorporeal. But we say, is ocean of love, ocean of peace, ocean of happiness, all these things. So how we experience these things, ocean of love, peace? Subtly we may experience when we are having connection with Baba. But when Baba has taken this body, Brahma Baba's body, so these all qualities, virtues, they used to manifest through Baba. And Brahma Baba was just really the ocean of love, happiness, tranquility, cooperation, peace. You see, all the qualities, because Brahma Baba was in this physical form. And in that physical form, we used to feel all these types, as he is my own father, my own, you see, guide. Baba used to, we used to feel at every stage in life. So I remember once in hostel, when I was going for studying engineering, I told Baba, I have to take the food there, because in engineering education we have to live in the hostel, so we have to take the food there. So that food will be impure, garlic and onion, etc. may be there. So what to do? So you see, Baba, initial stage, there is nothing. give drishti when we can purify ourselves and we can establish a new world by our drishti and vritti. Can't we purify the food? So initially for a few months, Baba just empowered us to do this one, because Baba was knowing that the center is going to open, and initial stages we tried and we were successful in convincing the main chief cook not to put the onion and garlic, etc. And myself and one of my colleagues, we were taking food there. But within very first year, Baba used to empower through his letters so much. Oh, you can open the center, there is no difficulty. And within very first year, we were able to open the center in that city. And then after that 3 years, we took the food, pure food there in the center. And so the problem was over. But in the beginning, initial stages, Baba empowered us. Because Baba was knowing that we are new child. If Baba would have said at that time, no, you have to cook your food yourself and you cannot take the food in the hostel, probably we would not have been here today. But few months for that one, Baba was knowing that in the long run, it is going to help them. So that way, Baba used to empower each and every child. I remember that once we were in the hostel, and on every Thursday, bhog is offered, you see. So at that time, you might have heard in the beginning, in 60s or so, and then early 70s. So there used to be sandeshi, trans messenger, almost at every center. And that trans messenger used to offer bhog to Baba on every Thursday and just bring the messages. So there also, where we were studying, myself and one brother, we decided one Wednesday evening that tomorrow we will prepare some bhog and we will take to Baba. So Thursday early morning, in our hostel itself, we started preparing Baba's bhog. And in that process, we became late. Usually the class is from 7 o'clock in the morning. And on Thursday, bhog used to be offered. Then within 15 minutes, 20 minutes, Sandeshi used to go. And trans messenger, bring the message, offer the bhog to Baba. And then, after that, Murli, etc. But that day, Sandeshi, the trans messenger, she was there sitting, bhog thali was there before her, but Baba did not pull her. She could not go to the trance. And we were just making bhog, additional bhog by ourselves. So it became late, it became roughly 8 o'clock. So by the time we reached center with the bhog, then we asked sister, "Ki sister, can you put it in Baba's thali? Oh, please immediately bring, because till now the sister could not go to this trans world." So immediately, as soon as she put the bhog prepared by us in the hostel, and then sister went to the trance. Then once she went, then she told Baba, "Baba, I have been waiting for this bhog to you, but every time you pull me, as soon as I sit, within 5 minutes or so you pull me, but today it became some more than 45 minutes, almost 1 hour, and you did not pull me." And why? So Baba said, "Oh, my two children, they were preparing bhog for me so lovingly in their hostel, and how could I pull you before they could have offered the bhog in the thali?" You see, at that time, 60s, there was no internet, and in India, phone, etc., and there was no mobile, nothing. We could not convey to the sister, but just we decided, and we were preparing bhog. So like that, number of times I have seen that when we do anything, Baba knows it actually, the message goes to Baba, and whether we convey it or not. But it first goes to Baba. As Baba says in Murli also, your children, they are writing me the letter and New Year greeting and so many other things. But before they put it, they already reached to me. Because it is their love in the heart that takes the things earlier than the thing come on the physical plane. So, like that, there are number of instances what we have experienced that. And Baba has said in Avyakt Murli also that each and every children's, you see, their TV is there, and in the, you see, subtle world, every children's TV is there, and whenever some act is performed, that TV gets on and Baba is able to see what the children are doing. So you see, our each and every activities, though it looks little funny, but that is being recorded by Baba. That goes, number of times we have seen that Baba sent the message, and what we are doing and we are thinking, and Baba sends the message perfectly connected to that particular event. So like this, where the 4 years have gone, our study in engineering college, that actually was, it, time passes on, time flies. And one of the things which I observed, you see, though I used to come here Madhuban, but the greatest moment in my life was when I came here on 17th January 1969, just 2 days before Baba left the body. And during those 2 days, I have observed how Baba's stage was becoming karmatit, just final stage, angelic stage Baba was going on. Because when we also achieve our karmatit stage, we all have to achieve our final stage. It is the matter of time only. But time should not become our, you see, guide. We should be able to do it by ourselves, by our Pursharat, as Baba says. And time, though, if time makes us, then all the credit goes to time, and that may not be very high stage, you see. So we have to achieve the karmatit stage by our Pursharat, as Baba has attained. I recollect that it was quite cold, January, you know, becomes very cold. That day morning, Baba did not give this Murli, and after that, actually, Baba just conducted yoga on 18th January. Baba used to give drishti to each and every child who were there. There were not much fellows, those who used to live in Madhuban, and those from outside, only we, myself and my Laukik father, we have reached there. So there Baba did not give that day Murli, only conducted yoga. And then Baba asked Ishu Dadi. You all know Ishu Dadi. She recites Shantivan, that whatever letters are pending, just take the reply of all the letters. Because at that time, there was no email, no other using means, just the letters. And post, through post, letter used to go. So, like that letter used. So, Ishu Dadi got all the letters, just reply of all the letters. And then, finally, that was over. Then, in Nakki Lake, there is one museum. Quite possibly, you all must have seen that museum. And that building was pending. that whether to take this building or not, but Baba cleared that one. So whatever the works, leftover works were there, Baba cleared that day, last day, everything, all that. Then usually the class used to be there, evening class in Madhuban, after everybody used to take dinner, 8:30 or 8:45. But that day, Baba preponed the class and Baba asked the concerned brother that you inform everybody that class will be there at 7 o'clock in the evening. So class was preponed and we all came to the class. So that day Baba's, you see, very light form, illuminating light just, because Baba's stage was Karmatit, final Farishta stage. As Baba is moving, but with all full light form. Though it was physical body, but still it looked like as we are sitting before Baba, and Baba's Karmatit stage was there, final stage. And usually Baba used to have the sore throat and cough, and but that day, if you study that Murli, 18th January, not a single time Baba was required to clean his throat. All the karmic account of this body, they were settled, and it was really very nice. And after that, when Das Baba was there, So that day evening Baba conducted the class. So since all the karmic account and these were settled, so not a single time Baba was required to clean his throat, etc., or cough, etc. And before that, on 17th and 18th January, I realized one thing, that earlier whenever we used to go to Baba, at that time, Baba used to ask, all along, right from 61 we came to knowledge, and up to that 67 or 68. So Baba used to ask, what is service going on, what is your Pursharat, how you can achieve the higher stage and all that. But during this 17th and 18th January, we used to go to Baba to ask about our Pursharat or like, Baba used to give drishti, and then Baba used to come to know that what is going on in our mind. And Baba will tell, oh, you have come for this one. This is your question. Okay, do like this, and it will happen like this. So you see a sort of thought reader completely, whatever is going, because Baba has achieved final stage, his mind was so clean, so clear, that he used to read anybody's mind. You see. That is one of the sign of the Karmatit stage also. When we also achieve Karmatit stage, whomsoever comes before me for any questions, any problem, immediately that will be reflected to us, we will come to know and provide the solution. That's why, you see, the divine persons are always shown like this. Okay, you will get this one. Vardhani Murat, the divine souls, giving blessings. So, this is the final stage what I have seen during those 17th and 18th January. Roughly 6 to 7 times it has happened. That different questions with different things, I went to Baba, and Baba, after reading the thought, immediately provided the solution, which was really the guidelines to me, always throughout my life. So this was one thing, Karmatit stage, you see, Baba's. And on that day, 18 January, Baba was giving the class, 18 January evening. I was sitting just before the class. There were hardly maybe some 20-25 fellows, those who were residing in Madhuban and we from outside. Suddenly a question came to my mind. You see, I was listening Murli, how nice it will be if Baba speaks some things. And for me, specifically, so that it becomes a guidelines for me. So as soon as the thought came to my mind, that thought must have reached to Baba, and Baba on 18th January, Murli, Baba just took my name and spoke some 3-4 lines. Oh, this child is there, Mohan, very sweet child. He will never criticize others, never discuss about the weak points of other. And like this, Baba spoke some few lines. So you see, that is the karmatit stage, because we all have to achieve this stage, and our so much transparency will be there that whomsoever used to come before us, any thought is going on in somebody's mind for one's welfare, positive thoughts, immediately they will get it fulfilled. So these were some of the observations which I took. And when we also become karmatit, as Baba told, oh, there should nothing be pending. You get everything complete. Dada, Baba asked Ishu Dadi these things. Because when the soul leaves the body in the end, there is possibility that our mind goes to the places where our attachment is there, to whom we love so much, or some pending works are there which remain in the mind. Oh, such and such works are there, they are pending, and I have to do this work. So these nothing remains, so Baba at the physical plane got everything completed. Asked Ishu Dadi, get all the letters completed, all the pending works, the property and other works, Baba got it done. So these, everything was quite clear. Very obvious, these things. So that is what is required actually. Nothing pending work is there, because quite likely in the, when the end comes, we never knows. Achanak and ever ready, Baba says, suddenly will be there, and so we should all be ever ready. So when the soul leaves this body, those pending works, unended words, and the things where my attachment is there, or some, that should not be there, because they are likely to pull me in that direction. And then if they remain unfulfilled works, they will pull me, and antamate sogate, whatever the thoughts are there in the end, accordingly my stage will be there. So if these laukik work and some other things remain pending, then they will be pulling me. So they will just keep me away from the karmatit stage. So that is why Baba says, just complete your all the files and get everything cleared, so that whenever the this bird flies, the soul flies out of this body, nothing pulls you. Nothing remains pending in your this. So these are some of the things. And that day, in the end actually, what we have seen, that Baba, just after giving the Murli, because Baba not a single time that cuff clearance, everything required. So Baba's all karmic accounts are settled, and Baba was knowing that it is his last meeting with the children. So in the end, when Baba gave Yaad Pyar, okay, long lost children, Yaad Pyar and good night to everybody. And then at the gate, history hall gate, Baba said, okay, goodbye, Baba is taking leave from you. These words Baba never uttered in all this 1936 to 1969 and at any time, that Baba is taking leave from you. But that evening Baba said, okay, Baba is taking leave from you, and Baba left for his room, you see. And then Baba gave message. So Dadi Prakashmani ji also came just with Baba to his room. And just Baba, his hand in the hand of Dadi Prakashmani ji, and by through the eyes contact, you see, Baba just transferred all the powers to Dadi ji with the hands as well as through the eyes, you see. Complete all the powers. How Baba transferred it. That is also really a beautiful experience. Dadi always used to tell, she was just feeling how the energy is coming, and she is absorbing that spiritual energy through the hands and through the eyes. You see. And just in the end, you see, this was last moment, because whatever the remaining, if at all there is any karmic account, that will be just in the end when the soul leaves the body. So Baba was giving drishti to Dadiji, and just because all karmic accounts, they were being settled, so maybe for a few moments there was, Baba's experience was there, okay, I am leaving this body, I am going away. And another side, there were karmic accounts who were pulling Baba's. This one, because soul is in the body. So in the end, actually, if our all the these karmic accounts, etc., they are settled, then it will be very easy for the soul to leave the body, just as Brahma Baba left the body. And we have to practice this thing, the power to detach ourselves. Because whenever we used to feel, Baba was always practicing this, how to leave the body wherever there is no work. And when he used to come to the body, then performing the act. So actually, soul never leaves the body or come back. Soul is always there. But that body consciousness, that is withdrawn. And that what Baba says, because in the end there will be these two main papers. One paper is from the body. Last, because all the final karmic accounts required, they will be settled through this body, you see. So we have to see how these all the remaining karmic, because 84 births the soul is taking, and everywhere the some accumulated karmas are there. And this is the last birth, so accordingly, after settling all account, then only the soul can go to the soul world, after getting purified completely. So that is what is required, that we have to go, we all have to go to the world, soul world, complete pure, getting complete purity. But that is possible if that Pursharat we have done earlier, and through this body, all these previous births, karmic accounts, they are to be settled. So, for this one, what is required? This is the paper. And the solution for this paper is that we should know, as and when we desire, we leave the body and come to the body as and when required. If I have to do some work, some activities, then come to the body, perform those activities, and then again go back, again detach yourself. So Baba was having this practice, marvelous. Because whenever sister used to go, suppose time was given just to meet Baba at 10 o'clock in the morning. So if 10 o'clock is there and sister goes, and though the Baba's eyes are open, Baba is sitting, waiting for this party. But when sister goes, before the Baba's eyes, sister will stand. But as Baba is not seeing, then sister will say, Baba, I have come with this party from this place. Then Baba sometimes used to get some jar. It was not a divine vision or sakshatkar. No. But just Baba used to feel that I am detached from the body, and when somebody used to remind, then Baba used to come back to the body. So this practice, we all are required to have this practice with us. As and when we come in the body, as and when we leave the body, as per our requirement, our wishes. So that is the first paper, which we all have to face, ultimate, the paper from this body. Because it is the nearest companion of the soul. Soul's companion is this body, 24 hours it remains with us. So it is the nearest companion. So we have to have like this. And then, this another paper Baba said that of the Brahmin family. Because the kingdom is being established, Baba says. We all are doing Purusharth, but kingdom is also being established of golden age and silver age like that. So the Purusharth will be different of different persons. And when Purusharth is different, then accordingly, their whatever they get, they achieve, that will also be different. So, quite possible we may see that, oh, such and such brother or sister is very old in Gyan, but his Purusharth is very marginal, very ordinary type, and such brother or sister is very new, but their Purusharth is very fast. Because kingdom is being established, not necessary those who are old, they will be, achieve higher status, and those who are new, they will require to get that status. No doubt, Purusharth is necessary. But since the kingdom is being established, so this demarcation will be quite clear, quite visible. So these are the papers, what Baba says. And after that, Baba passed on all the spiritual power to Dadi Prakash Maniji. Baba left his body, you see. So, Baba left his body, but even after that one, you see, Baba's body was there. 18 January night, Baba left the body. And it remains there 18th January whole night, 19th whole day, 19th evening night, 20th whole day, 20th night, and on 21st afternoon, the body was consumed to flame. After maybe around 65 hours or so, then body was. But though the no injection was given to the body, specific no, some chemical lotion was put to the body, but still Baba's body was very shining, no decomposition of the body. Otherwise, once the soul leaves the body, body gets very stiff. So though some stiffness was there, but still Baba's body was quite flexible up to a great extent, you see. And it did not become black, you see. Otherwise, when the soul leaves the body, body gets, you see, blackish and decomposition of the body and bad smell starts coming and like that. But nothing like this, because Baba has conquered these five elements also. That was a sign that how Baba has conquered that five elements, you see. And we also want to conquer these five elements, you see. Because then Baba says, you have to become Prakriti Jeet also. Prakriti Jeet means conqueror of these five elements, of which this body is made of, five elements. So how we can conquer these elements, how we can have these elements so that they cooperate with us till the end, you see. They don't become, actually they don't take my paper, you see. They become my friend, these five elements. So how to make friendship with them? these five elements. So, very easy way to make friendship with these elements. With these elements, you see what happens, that usually the friendship is there between two persons whose sanskar match with each other. You see, drunkard will be having a drunkard friend, you see, close friend. A spiritualist will be having a spiritualist as a friend. So, like that, their sanskars are matching. So, how to match my sanskar with that sanskar of nature? What does it mean? That, say, water is there. Huh? So, water is one of the element. So, what is the main quality of water? What is the main quality of water? A sort of, you see, adjustment, flexibility. You see, the water is taken in a glass, it will get adjusted in a glass. You take it in a spoon, even in a small spoon, it will get adjusted. Or in bucket, it will get adjusted in the bucket. Because flexibility is there. Adjustment power is there. Similarly, I also should have this power, the power to adjust, power of flexibility, so that I am able to match my sanskar with anybody of the, any soul of the world. With everybody I am able to adjust and have flexibility in my sanskar. So if that sanskar I achieve, I match my this sanskar with that of water, say adjustment and flexibility, so much like water, so what will happen? That water will become my friend. You see, friend in the sense that water will never be able to take my paper, you see. Water is there, but the paper coming from water side is maybe in the form of tsunami, maybe in the form of flood, maybe drought, no water at all. So like that, there will be so much situations will be there. But even when there is so much situation, but it will not take my life. Water, because I have made friendship with water, adjustment and flexibility in my sanskar, water will help me, because a friend in need is friend indeed. So make friendship with water by achieving the water qualities. What are other qualities of water? Say coolness is there. Ever flowing is there. When water flows, continue to flow, then water remains pure. And once the water gets stagnated, stopped at some place, then the flies and mosquitoes and all these insects, etc., they will take birth, you see. So I have to see that I always flow. I always move ahead and ahead in life. No paper or no examination from any paper or any relative should be able to get me stagnated. Sometimes what happens if some paper is there and we are not able to, you see, face that paper, then we get stagnated, you see. So it should not be there, that sort of stagnation, but this paper, whenever it comes, we have to pass on that paper. Are you getting me? By adjusting our nature with that of water, the flexibility, moving ahead always, and when insect, etc. form, then water gets, the ill smell starts coming. So we have to see that this jealousy, hatred, ego, and feeling of taking revenge, like that, these should not be there. These are like insect, the negativities which come, because once we get stagnated in moving ahead and ahead, then these papers will start coming. these mosquitoes, these germs, they will be developed and they will not allow me to move ahead, you see. Our journey that gets stagnated. So we have to see that we remain flexible like water. Water is having coolness, cool effect is there. So I have to maintain my coolness in various situations. If water is put on the fire, then what happens? It gets boiled, gets warmed, and once you put it away from the fire, it comes back to its original nature. You see, that is what is required. That we come, suppose if by virtue of any paper or any problem, our temperature goes high, you see. I lose my temper, you see. Suppose. But once the time passes, I must be able to come back to my original situation. And once I am able to come back to my original situation, then it means I have attained the quality of water, because for heating that is required, burner or gas is required. But for coming down back to the normal temperature, normal situation, no special effort is required. Just keep that thing away from the fire, automatically it will come back to the original situation. So what is required is that we are able to maintain our tranquility of mind in every situation. So this is pertaining to water. What about the earth? Because so many earthquakes, etc., they are coming. We hardly any day is there when we don't hear about some sort of earthquake in any part of the world. The earth shakes. Let me match my sanskar with earth, Mother Earth also. That is what. Make friendship with earth. So making friendship with earth means that whatever the sanskars are there in the earth, that I try to inculcate in me, those sanskars. What are the sanskars of the earth, Mother Earth? What are the sanskars? Giving, very good. And stability also, huh? Earth, yes. So, I should try myself to remain stable as far as possible. The situation will come. But, in that one, the stability like the earth should be there. And as said, that Mother Earth, Earth nature is always to give, give and give. You put a single seed in the earth, the tree will come, plant will come, tree, and then hundreds of the seeds will be formed. So this is the beauty of the Mother Earth. And that, with that one, the Baba also, the nature of giver. Giving, giving and giving. So how it affects in our life? That whomsoever comes before me, he should always be able to receive something from me. What something from me? Receive? He should be able that the love, sympathy, cooperation, in that one there is no expenditure, you see. In other physical thing, the money or clothing or fooding or other thing, this involves money. But in this one, the love, understanding, friendship, cooperation, these things you see, a sort of cashless transaction, as we say now. No money, but these we are able, so it is the nature of Mother Earth to give. So whomsoever comes before me, I must always cooperate to him, you see. So this is my nature of giving. And once we give and give and give, then what happens? I am able to make my nature as that of Mother Earth. I am making friendship with Earth. And once that friendship is established, then whatever the papers will come from Earth side in the form of earthquake, shaking, in the form of, you see, then it will not affect us. Mother Earth will help me, you see, because I have made friendship with Earth and my sanskars are matching with Earth, so it is not going to harm me. So I have to see that my nature becomes like that of Mother Earth. That is very important. And that is giving and giving and giving always. Similarly, the third element, say air, is there. What is the sanskar of air? What is the quality? Yes, five elements, we are taking one by one. So what is the beauty in Mother Earth? It takes everything up, you see. The quality of Earth is that it pulls everything down due to gravitational force. Whereas the quality of air is, it takes everything up and up, you see. Cyclones are there, wind blows, and things starts flying, you see. So what is required actually, just in all the situation, I must become very light, you see. And if I remain very light, then I will always be moving higher and higher, you see. Light, light is having so many meanings. Yesterday also Murli was there. The source of light, you see, all the powers is light. Light is having two meanings. Light is, one is electricity, that is power, and energy. And light also means that very light, halka, this quality is required. So, what is required is like air, if I always remain very light, doesn't become heavy. Usually when some paper comes to our mind, we become heavy. We become heavy. So, once we become heavy, we will not be able to fly. Because heavy things comes down to the earth. So this air teaches us how to be light and light and light. You see. This is breathing also. Air, we are breathing. That is why we are all alive. So what is required is that if we are light, then we will always move just high and high, making friendship with air, you see. Which is another element, say fire. What is the quality of fire? Destroys. And find a better word, destroy means destruction, things gone. It changes the form of the thing, whichever is put in the fire. It changes its form and shape, you see. So Baba says that yoga is also like a fire, you see. Raj Yoga. And yoga, if our stage is that of volcanic yoga, you see. So whomsoever comes in contact with that one, volcanic fire, that yoga stage, he will get transformed. He will get changed, you see. Because fire is having that quality which changes everything, you see. So what is required is that whomsoever comes before us, if suppose I am in that volcanic stage of yoga, if that stage is there, whomsoever come, the people will be coming weeping. They should go back smiling, you see. People will be very, very peaceless. But once they come to me, and they should get transformed into peace, tranquility, happiness, and all these things. When it is possible, if I am in that volcanic stage of yoga, then the transformation of the people will always be there. So that is what is required actually. All the five elements, making friendship with them means that these yoga, these elements, they will cooperate me till the end. And their cooperation, I will always achieve their cooperations, because I am matching my nature, because nature word is having two meanings. One nature is that five elements of nature. And another meaning of nature is human nature. So this human nature and five elements of nature, they should be in harmony with each other. And if they are in harmony, then there is no problem. Five elements of nature means that represent body, five elements. And human nature, that is soul. The soul is completely in harmony with that body, it means what else is required? That is the harmony between the soul and the body, perfectly. So, air is the fourth element. Which is the fifth element? Ether, you see. The sky, it is unlimited, you see. Very, very vast. Unlimited. So, I must be able to make my nature also complete, very much that unlimited, very vast, because I must be able to forgive the persons. Shama. If the persons, if I am able to forgive the persons, then those who have even done very bad to me earlier, but I must be able to just forget the things and just make them again feel happy, the persons. So that is what is required from Baba's house, is that I must be able to match my nature, my sanskars, with that of five elements of nature. So the net result will be, then when the soul will be leaving the body, at that time our kalmatit stage will be there, and this body will completely cooperate with us, as it has happened in case of Brahma Baba. Because Brahma Baba, he left his body and it was looking as Baba is sleeping, just. All the, you see, organs are there, but the vibration, even five elements of nature, because those five elements of nature, this we have purified. And how to experiment with them? Experiment. Day before yesterday also, or yesterday, Baba told Murli, in Murli also, become not only yogi, but what to become? Prayogi also. Do experiment with natures. Five elements I have done number of times, people are doing. Whenever we want, if the cloud is there, it should not rain. We send our communication, the message, the thought wave communication. Oh, please stop. You need not rain now, our function is there. Big function is there. And after 2 hours or 3 hours, then you may come and rain. But not now, it will spoil the program. And we have seen number of times we are able to communicate with the, you see, all these five elements. So this communication is very essential. Are you doing the communication with the five elements of nature? We do communication with ourselves. Oh, I am soul away from the body and various places. Anadikal, Adikal, Baba says the subtle world, the soul world, and middle period, Dwapar Yuga, and all that thought wave we do, the journey of the soul. But what about the journey of this body? Five elements. So whenever you go for walking or somewhere, just see where all the five elements are there. Sky is always visible, earth is there, if some water body is there. So give the vibrations to this, oh, water, huh? Let us shake hand. I narrate you one experiment. Our some environment awareness campaign was there, and it was passing through Kerala, Kananur, one place is there. And that day Baba's Murli was there, how to make friendship with these elements of nature. So we decided next day that we all will go to the seashore and communicate with the water, you see. Water was very calm, and this, in that one we sat roughly quite some 400 meters away from the water in the sea, and the sand was dry completely. And then we started communicating with water, you see. Oh water, you are the lifeline, and through you the whole world is there. And if you are receiving our vibrations, then communicate with us. We all are trying to have the deities and this water element, you are please required to communicate. If you are listening our voice, then come. Baba has said that if the element is listening, they will come, shake hand with you, touch your feet, and then they will go away. So at number of places in Nairobi, in Africa, at other places here also, just we were sitting in meditation 4 to 5 o'clock. Till 5 minutes to 5, nothing happened. But before 5 o'clock, just from somewhere a big wave came and brought the water, and it came, touched our feet and went away, you see. This may look like a simple, but I tell you, this is the only time when we can communicate with these five elements of nature. I remember in California a few years back, very a big earthquake has come in California, US. And at that time, so much destruction was there everywhere. But one professor's retreat house were almost intact. Not even a glass was broken. So media fellows, they went to take his interview by from what material you have made. Nothing is spoiled here. Then professor said, no. This came in the newspaper, media, internet, everywhere. That professor told, no. The material is same with which the other people also make the houses. But the difference is I daily communicate with Mother Earth. Daily communicate. Oh, you are my mother, I am your son. We will not harm each other. And what is required is, oh Mother Earth, if you are listening me, just protect me always. I will protect you. You protect me. And with loving, you see, love, the communication full of love and respect, that professor told, I am daily doing communication with Mother Earth, so I am able to protect. So though it may look at some other level, but it is really very higher level, not on physical plane. Communicate with these five elements of nature. So these five elements of which our body is made, that because our lot of karmic accounts are there with this body, they will always, you see, protect us. So communication with all the five elements, that what, and we have seen, that is why Baba's body was very full of light and illuminating always. Even Baba left the body, that dead body was there but did not get decomposed or very stiff like that, quite flexible also. So that what is required, actually what we have seen in Brahma Baba, that he was really a corporeal form of the incorporeal Godfather Shiva. So that is why all the qualities and other things, they were being reflected from him. Now the time is there and we all will be meeting Baba. So try to communicate. As and when you get an opportunity, communicate and make experiment with these five elements. Always you will find when the experiments are there, how they obey you. We are not ordinary souls. We are the souls who have taken full journey of 5,000 years, and in the end, we all are blessed souls, blessed by our Supreme Fathership Baba. We are not ordinary. We may be looking like ordinary people, human beings, but actually we are very, very powerful souls. That let us realize. And then when you communicate, give order, but first be in that form, in that state of mind, and then try to communicate. So we will always be winner. You see, that what is required. Okay? Om Shanti, Om Shanti. Any questions are there? If you are having that, otherwise we sit in meditation, and if any question is there, you can ask.
मुक्ति धाम तुम्हें जाना है। अपने सुकर्मों के बल पर ही सतयुग में तुमको आना है। शिव पिता को अब याद करो, विकराल विनाश खड़ा आगे। पांडव शिव शक्ति सेना की रणभेरी अब फिर बजती है।
शिव बाबा के ज्ञान से फिर माया को मार भगाना है।
शिव पिता को अब याद करो, सतयुग में अपने सुकर्मों के बल पर ही सतयुग में अब तुम्हें